increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by LeCroyer's New Year's Resolution Sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at LeCroyer. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylecroyer.com today. That's acbylecroyer.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by
LeCroyer. 844-417.
David Little, Tucker Pecan's in the house. New Year's underway and a big sale going on right now down at Tucker.
This is that time of the year we all love when everything at Tucker Pecan is 50 to 75% off, with the exception of the pecans and candies. But I mean, if you need jewelry, purses, jellies, jams, anything like that, or any kind of great gift, we have it at Tucker Pecan from 50 to 75% off. And there's still a lot of great items left in the store that you can come by and pick up. And you know what? Hey, everybody's always having a birthday or just a thank you, or maybe you forgot somebody. Well, you know what? We've got your gift at Tucker Pecan, and it is 50 to 75% off. You will not find that anywhere with the selection that we have at Tucker Pecan. Corksicles, all kinds of great corksicle items, all kinds of great gifts. Anything you can imagine, we have on sale at Tucker Pecan Company.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Hey, here's something to work on in 2020. If everyone could make the effort to stop saying, "I know, right?" It's had its run. Please make it stop. I know, right?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
All right, it's 24 hours ago at this time that I made the mistake of listening to the news and then went berserk. So I'm just telling you, you're about to hear Fox News, followed by a bit called Impeachment and Things You'd Rather Do Than Watch It. And apparently most of America is, because 11 million people... More people tuned into the Jeopardy Tournament of Champions than the impeachment hearings on six networks. But I'm going to play this, and I'm going to have the volume down so that I don't have to be taken out of here in a jacket that zips up from behind. I'm just being honest.
Good.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Jane Metzler. House Democrats continue to present their case for removing President Trump from office.
Today, the end of the world.
His alleged abuse of power. Lead impeachment manager Adam Schiff.
The evidence is unmistakably clear. On July 25th, while acting as our nation's chief diplomat and speaking to the leader of Ukraine, President Trump solicited foreign interference in the U.S. election for one particular objective: to benefit his own reelection, to seek help in cheating in a U.S. election.
The president's lawyers say he's done nothing to warrant impeachment or removal from office. California's governor says the three American firefighters killed when their C-130 aircraft crashed in Australia were all from his state. America is listening to Fox News.
Did I miss anything?
And now, things you would rather do than watch the entire impeachment trial. Take a tour of dead end roads. Watch yogurt spoil. Chew off your own foot. Step on wet cement while wearing socks. Listen to Nickelback.
Never made it as a wise man.
This has been Things You'd Rather Do Than Watch the Entire Impeachment Trial.
Yeah. 506, you're Mr. Motors.
Yes.
Do you like my new purchase from Jack Ingram?
I love it. It's beautiful.
My friend John Cato went over to Jack Ingram, got himself a brand new Rogue.
Really?
I did not get the brand new one. I got a great deal. I was able to upgrade from a 17 Rogue to a 19. Had a low mileage on it. But, man, the 19 has a lot of...
Some bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and easy to figure out, too, because I am not a wizard in the cockpit of a car. But I didn't have... I only had one thing I had to learn. And I mastered that very quickly. And I love it. If you want to get good wheels, now, there was a Beamer there a couple of weeks ago at Jack Ingram. Ooh. And we mentioned it, that if you always wanted to drive a Beamer, you can get one for under $10,000. That's the category they asked me to bring to your attention.
Wow, I didn't know they had a BMW there for under $10,000.
It wasn't there long.
I bet.
It sold within
Somebody made a salesman made a phone call, and it's gone.
So Infiniti represents the top of the class in luxury sedans, and they've got a 2011 Infiniti M37 base at $89.90. So if you want to step into luxury, you don't have to buy new. These are cars that are forever in their class. Now, if you got a new driver, I can't imagine anybody not wanting to drive that 2015 Dodge Dart. I used to test drive that, and it's a fun little machine. Mm-hmm. If I didn't have back problems, I probably would have bought it. It was a little more space. And a 2070 Volkswagen Jetta.
Those are nice.
That was the first car we got for Janelle because of the safety features.
Mm-hmm.
These and other choices await you under 10 and even under 5,000 at Jack Ingram, where every car has been vetted, including the interior and the engine, to provide you with trouble-free miles. That's the goal with each and every car. Stop by and see Tip Thames and his team. Greg in the finance department has over 20 options. So don't let credit stop you from getting good wheels. You repay that loan and be timely, and your credit score is going to go up dramatically on a month-to-month basis.
Yep.
And they can do it for you at Jack Ingram. 8 after 5, Brett McDonald joins us next.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. And pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Attorney General Steve Marshall announced the conviction of Tiffany Franklin of Montgomery, a former bookkeeper at Goodwin Middle School. She's convicted of first-degree theft of property, and Franklin's sentencing is set for March 26th of this year. First-degree theft of property is a Class B felony. She faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and a $30,000 fine. Plus, Montgomery City Council approved a plan that would start the process of taking over Garrett Coliseum from the state. If the mayor approves, the city will take ownership. And Johnston Taylor, the 16-year-old driver charged in the fatal wreck that killed the voice of the Auburn Tigers, Rod Bramlett, and his wife Paula in 2019, has been indicted on 2 counts of manslaughter. Court records show Taylor was speeding on the night of May 25th when he slammed into the back of the Bramlett's SUV. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a fairly fast-moving storm system moving through the area, particularly tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. So showers are likely from time to time. I can't rule out a thunderstorm. The front moves through tomorrow morning, and that'll end the rain threat. The high temperature on Friday in the upper 50s to around 60. Then we're dry over the weekend. I think there's a good bit of sunshine on Saturday. Temperatures in the 50s on Saturday and Sunday. Small chance of rain by Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When we had something planned, it would rain.
I'm gonna go buy some jelly beans at a magical candy store on a cloud.
Caught in the rain.
We get really loaded. We go up on the roof, change the storm windows.
It would explain what's driving this extreme weather.
I blame the French and their crazy sex water.
We all know you're about as deep as a puddle.
Hi, Greg Puddle here on News Talk 93.1 FM. As we join Mr. Wright on the money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. What a weird week in the market. It's been like nothing.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we had a little bit of momentum with some of these earnings reports. You know, that was the big thing. That was going to be kind of the next catalyst because, you know, you got the Chinese trade deal. That was done, kind of put that in the rearview mirror. And all the other things that were kind of weighing on us through 2019. And everyone wanted to see, did we have any momentum sort of a carry through? And we got going, strong out of the gate. And then this coronavirus came out of nowhere. I will say this. There is an incredible amount of anxiety about that thing, a lot more than people realize. At the moment, you know, the WHO and the CDC, they're all saying it's too early to tell. But it is, you know, in terms of reported cases, it's starting to go up and it's inching higher. And if you start to see it really gain momentum, let's say we're here a week from now and we're at 2,000 cases or 3,000 cases and it starts popping up in different parts of the world, you're going to have a lot of fear. And I think that's what's kind of holding the market back right now. I got to tell you, you can see it showing up in all the companies, the usual suspects that would be, you know, negatively impacted by this. And I'm talking about the airlines companies, you know, hotel properties, vacation type things. They were doing well, and then they hit a wall. So right now, earnings look pretty good. All the data looks pretty good, as we've been saying every afternoon. But this thing's kind of on everyone's mind. There's no doubt.
Well, it has to be a concern because it's something that's going to change on a daily basis. And yeah, when you look at all the potential impacts of a serious disease. I see something today that the city in China where this thing first came to be known as a place where they do most of their pathogen research. I think I saw that.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice work. Yeah. No, well, and that's one of the cities. They've now quarantined two. They've shut down two cities. I mean, all the rails, all the airlines, subways, all that type of stuff, they've shut it down. They've put pretty well drawn a fence around those two cities. And so that's a good move, I would say. It definitely is. But, you know, then you wake up this morning, you know, you see it's in Singapore now and a couple of other places. I can't remember off the top of my head. But it's a serious problem. It is. And I really think that's what's holding it back. If you talk to or read what big-time money managers and hedge fund guys are saying, they're saying that's the number one thing that they're monitoring now more than anything, even earnings. So, you know, that's the key. I will say, though, all things being equal, typically, you know, I've managed money for 31 years, and we've seen this come up before. And, yes, it's been problematic, and, yes, it does impact certain areas, and it can impact certain industries. But typically we get through it relatively quickly, and we move on. Mm-hmm. I hate to say that viruses create opportunities, but they really could. And so that's kind of the lens we look at it through a little bit. Unnecessary damage where you could take advantage of that. But all in all, I you know, we're calling this year, we're calling for somewhere around a 10 to 15% rise in the S&P 500. And that's really driven around earnings growth, U.S. Earnings growth. And we haven't seen anything so far in the reports that are coming out that would sway us from our opinion. Certainly, we can change our mind. You know that. We've done it many times.
Well, but I think the key is what America is being spoon-fed by networks, not by people like you who actually crunch the numbers and look deeply into things. But we've been spoon-fed that a recession was coming that never happened. People who are out there to deliberately damage the president and, by extension, his popularity with us by hurting the economy. That's how evil and committed they are to their, whatever you want to call it, their insanity. They don't care who they have to hurt or how much damage they do to get what they want. So one of the values of our conversations here is the filter that you provide so we know what's really happening. And how many times have we heard better than expected? I think for the last 3 years, everything's been better than was expected. And I like
it. It really has.
I would rather have that than what we did for 8 years.
One of my favorite economists uses a line that says, you know, he tries to be the antidote to conventional wisdom. And if he had not used that, I would try to use it for myself, you know. I've always liked that line. But we do. We try to come on and cut through the chaff, cut through all the BS, all the politics and all the, the sway that you see Democrats, liberals, the media outlets, and it really goes on both sides. You just got to cut through it and go to the facts, let the facts lead you. And that's what we try to do every day. And right now the facts look pretty darn good. So
what were some of the earnings reports, companies that are doing well?
There's a broad swath. I mean, the financial services companies kicked things off. By and large, they were all really good. And for a variety of reasons, not just consumer lending, business lending, institutional trading, et cetera. But they're able to give you a sort of a deep, deep look at the health of the overall economy. Because when you look at a large money center bank's balance sheet and income statement, you can see the various areas that are not doing so well versus those that are. And one thing that's clear is the U.S. consumer is in very, very good shape.
Like hearing that.
And then you look at the tech companies. You know, the tech companies continue to roar. They're doing really quite well. Netflix continued that drumbeat. Intel, which is a major large semiconductor company today, had really nice numbers. And there was a scare about that, you know, because a lot of the semis do a ton of business over in the Pacific Rim, obviously in China. And there was concern and worry about what might happen with all this, you know, trade negotiation going on. But it doesn't seem to have really hurt them that badly. The healthcare companies are doing well. I mean, just across the board, it seems like most sectors are all firing on all cylinders. Telecom, you can go down the list. Even the energy companies are doing well. Even, you know, with low crude oil and spot prices where they are, just because the U.S. energy independence story is so powerful. And they're pumping like mad, and they're shipping it all over the world. So it's a really – it's hard to find much that's not doing well right now.
On that note, if you hear all this good news and you feel like you're kind of on the outside looking in, you can change that with one phone call, 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Don't bring your checkbook or money with you. Just make an appointment, sit down with Brant, meet the incredible team of people that support him at his firm, and let's talk about you and your plans and what you would like to achieve with the money you work so hard to make. 387-0094 is that number, 387-0094. That's McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we'll talk tomorrow.
Absolutely, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Here's a story that begs the question.
What kind of sick mind would do something like this?
I'm not going to discuss it, and I don't want you to read any, but I never did anything that crazy. Banana peels?
I've heard of smoking them, but I've never heard of doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that wasn't a thing like in the 70s. Some people were advocating that.
Yeah.
No. All right, we have to hit traffic real quick here. There is a bunch of stuff going on as this rain moves through, and we'll be right back.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. All right, 85 southbound. They have got the accidents out of the way. It is beginning to move. We still have a lot of congestion, but folks are making it into the merge north and southbound on 65. The accident on I-85 northbound in the vicinity of Court Street is still in place. It is a parking lot on 85 northbound all the way back to the interchange and on 65 northbound back past Fairview Avenue. If you're on 65 planning to merge to 85 northbound, you might want to take an alternate route. You're just not going to get through there anytime soon. Elsewhere around the city, we've got moderate traffic. We're really busy everywhere. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated all afternoon long, all right? The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota. Don't worry about the cold. Get a special Toyota that you've always wanted and shop where it's warm inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At 522, as we turn to Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
Yes!
Chad.
What's up, Greg? How are you doing today?
We're having a great day here.
Well, I tell you what. I tell you who else is having a great day. Carter Page.
Yeah, I saw that. I just mentioned that from Fox.
I would like to be his lawyer in his 1986 civil rights lawsuit against the federal government for fraud.
All right, thanks.
Because he absolutely has a claim against the FBI on that.
Yeah, Fox reported that. Fox's Chris Wallace, though, says the Democrats have made a powerful case to impeach Trump.
Powerful.
How about that?
Powerful. If you just believe what they say, you know?
As long as you don't look at the evidence.
Chris Wallace is a chip off the old blockhead.
I think it's actually worse than it. Well, they're both pretty bad. But, you know, this is the same thing everybody said after Kavanaugh. And then the actual adult came into the room with the actual evidence. and you know, like, here's a picture of you with a cookie in your mouth from the cookie jar as opposed to what they're saying. And it's ridiculous. I mean, and the other thing is they made the same case over and over again. And nobody's watching. 11 million people watched it yesterday. 11 million out of 350 million people in the country. You know, it's barely on the Richter scale.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they have the two worst people presenting it for them. Schiff, who, you know, couldn't tell the truth if he was on the ground. I mean, the guy's just a...
Adam Schiff, if the truth crawled up his ass and jumped off the tip of his tongue, he still wouldn't know it.
My brother had a funny thing last night. He said, you know, between Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, they got an average-sized man's neck.
True.
I thought that was classic. You wait until the Republicans get their shot, and then suddenly this thing is going to fall apart. And the other thing is, I don't know if you saw the story that was kind of headlining Fox for most of the day. Nadler totally alienated the Rhino Republicans by accusing them of being of colluding in a cover-up if they didn't, like, adopt
the... By the way, you know who else hit the Rhino Republicans? Reality. Mitt Romney's polling numbers in Utah tanked, and now he's singing a slightly different tune. Sure.
Oh, well, yeah, his numbers have been down, but they've probably gotten worse, you know.
So he's now finally starting to... albeit probably begrudgingly, support the president in this joke.
Well, I'm hoping to call him one-term Willard.
Yeah.
That would be my great name for him. But what are you guys in a good mood about? You said you're having a great day. What's going on?
Oh, you didn't hear the news?
No, what?
Spectacular ratings.
Oh, great. Excellent.
All day long.
Through the roof, huh?
Yes.
Bada-bing, bada-bam, bada-boom. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't expect anything else. I mean, really.
It's just nice to have the affirmation.
Are you number one in the city? Number one?
Well, everybody's number one. It depends on what you're going after. We're going after a specific demographic, and yeah, we're number one.
Hey,
aren't we?
Number one.
Today is the last day of my 57th year.
Your birthday's tomorrow?
Tomorrow. tomorrow.
Well, we'll have to figure out a way to celebrate that.
So. No doubt. No doubt. Well, listen, I hope you guys have a great one. I guess the Republicans will be up Friday, I think, is when they'll probably get to start their opening, I suppose, unless they decide to push it to Monday.
Unless the whole country is anesthetized by Adam Schiff between now and then. It's
oh, my God.
Horrible.
Unbelievable. I just remember when Roberts started the beginning of the day, when my buddy said that that Justice Roberts announced, you know, the Democrats still have 16 hours and 45 minutes on their clock. I'm like, oh, kill me now. You know? So.
Well, that's why more people watch the Jeopardy tournament than the impeachment hearings.
Mm. Well, well, the one thing is true is you get more truth out of a Jeopardy tournament. So,
amen.
So. All right, guys. Y'all have a great one.
Thanks, Chad.
Chad's birthday tomorrow. Will you make a note?
I did.
But I never know when he's listening.
He wasn't.
Well, he'll call in.
True. He'll let you know.
527. Terry Jones from Monty Python passed away at the age of 77.
Oh, no. Really?
Well, he had a really serious condition.
I didn't know that.
And the last couple of years have been rough for him. But he played the woman in the infamous Spam skit.
Oh, I don't like Spam.
So for our silly segment today, we're going to honor his memory. You know, in the late 70s, Saturday Night completely was built around Saturday Night Live.
Yes, it was.
To the point, it was such a cultural phenomenon that bars had to advertise, you can come here and watch SNL.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it changed everything.
Because nobody went anywhere until that show was over.
That's right.
In a similar sense, at least in Chicago, and I think it was on public television nationally.
Yes, it was.
Monty Python ran on Sunday at 10:30. Yep. So you had back-to-back nights with good sketch comedy. Monty Python wasn't quite as American funny as SNL, but it still had some brilliant stuff.
If you like British comedy, it doesn't get any better than those guys.
So we will pay tribute to him in just
good.
A few minutes.
I can't wait.
At 5:28, your CBD store sells only products made from organic hemp, the very best product line, and now Montgomery's most trusted CBD source. Zero THC in most of the products at your CBD store. These products are award-winning. SunMed's been voted the best hemp oil, the best topical cream, and the best collagen cream. And that's something I want you to think about. You know, they have free samples. If you go over there, see Marissa and Laurie. And if you've never tried a CBD product on your skin, not for any particular condition, just to re-enrich it and bring it back to life, you ought to try it. You ought to look into it. I'll go into further detail down the road, but I'm loving it. And they also have topical creams for pain. These products are incredibly effective. All CBD store products are third-party lab tested through certified ISO standards for purity. This is top quality. Easy to find at 8852 Mini Brown Road. Just turn south at the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first left, your first right. They're right across from the Renfro's Adams Drugs in that plaza. And again, 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday at your CBD store. Please tell Marissa and or Lori you heard about him here.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Morning.
Morning.
What you got then?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and Spam, egg, bacon and Spam, egg, bacon, sausage and Spam, Spam, bacon, sausage and Spam, Spam, egg, Spam, Spam, bacon and Spam, 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 egg and Spam, 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 baked beans, Spam, Spam, Spam and Spam. Oh, lobster thermidor, crevettes with mornay sauce, garnished with truffle pate brandy and a fried egg on top and Spam. Have you got anything without Spam in it? Well, Spam, egg, sausage and Spam. It's not got much Spam in it. I don't want any Spam.
Why can't you have egg, bacon, Spam and sausage?
That's got Spam in it.
Not as much as Spam Egg Sausage and Spam.
Look, could I have egg, bacon, Spam and Sausage without the Spam? What do you mean? I don't like Spams!
Dear, I love your Spam. I love it. I'm having Spam, 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 baked beans, Spam, Spam, and Spam.
Baked beans are off.
Well, can I have Spam instead?
You mean Spam, 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 Spam?
Honey bun, my lower intestine is full of Spam, egg, Spam, bacon, Spam, 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 Spam.
Another great Viking victory was at the Green Midget Cafe in Bromley. Once again, the Viking strategy was the same. They sailed from these fjords here, assembled at Trondheim, and waited for the strong northeasterly winds to blow their oaken galleys to England, whence they sailed on May the 23rd. Once in Bromley, they assembled in the Green Midget Cafe. And Spam, selecting a Spam, particular Spam item from the Spam menu, would Spam, 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 Spam,
Terry Jones, passing at the age of 77.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Downtown Montgomery is still pretty busy because of accidents this afternoon. 85 southbound is now open. Those accidents on it are out of the way, but it is still very congested, and we have slow traffic on 85 southbound, merging 65 north and southbound. On 85 northbound, about Court Street, we had an accident earlier. Traffic is moving a little better on 85 northbound, but it is still backed up all the way onto 65 northbound past Fairview Avenue. Now we have a new accident, I-65 southbound, three cars tied up together on the off-ramp to Fairview Avenue. If you're exiting 65 at Fairview, you'll have to watch out for those. Other than that, we've got moderate traffic all over the city. We will keep you posted if you'll stay here with us. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger is on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I got three cool people waiting to talk to us on the phone. I don't know who to go to first. It's like picking among your children, but I'm going to go ladies first. So, Connie, we'll start with you.
Hi. Always kidding.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
On your polling there on your radio station.
It's Thank a happy you. Day here at News Talk.
And I don't know why anybody would listen to any other station except Blue Water. Anyway, it makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
But I just want to give people a little perspective. This won't take long, but as far as the coronavirus, they're comparing it to the SARS outbreak in 2002, 2003. Mm-hmm. How many people are there on this planet? About 8 billion?
About 7, 8 billion?
Okay. 8,098 people got it. SARS disease. Mm. 774 people died. Now, let's keep a little perspective on this.
Yeah.
They government and these people, they want to
name 100 diseases that killed many more people than mm-hmm. SARS did.
Yep.
Automobile
including pneumonia and
other. Every year.
Slipping
Hello?
In your shower, yeah.
And so it's just they try to scare us to death. Oh, panic. You know, no. Golly, I mean, I'm sorry that 700-something people died of the other disease, but out of 7 billion people, that's not really that many.
No, colds, probably kill more people.
They just try to scare us to death. And so keep perspective, people. Mm-hmm. It's not as bad as they're trying to make you believe.
Point well made, Connie. Thank you.
Thank you, Connie.
Okay.
Crawdad.
Pneumonia. You can just go down and you can get a flu shot and a pneumonia shot at the same time and check that off your list, and then you're a whole lot safer, and the corona's not going to get you, but that pneumonia can. It almost killed me, pneumonia.
Hmm. Like I said, that and flu kills millions of people every year.
Yeah.
Get it bad.
So that's something to truly easily dealt with. You know, just go get the shot, do it. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Crawdad. How are you, sir?
You were talking about Monty Python, another English comedy, Benny Hill.
Oh, I love Benny Hill.
God, Benny Hill.
He was great.
Yakety Sax and Robin Wright. That was great.
How's that for fast and friendly service, Crawdad?
Great.
Perfect.
I used to watch Benny Hill with my dad, and my dad could make a lot of Benny Hill's faces.
Yeah.
He had a good sense of humor.
Yeah, Benny Hill was great.
Good stuff, Crawdad.
There is a poster. It's actually a crossing sign, and I wish I could just get one. When the Monty Python troupe did the thing about the Ministry of Silly Walks.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
There is a crossing sign. It's yellow triangular or diamond shaped, and it's got the character there with the bowler hat, the bowler derby, doing the silly walk so that you can know that if you're going down that street, to be careful. There might be somebody crossing doing the silly walk.
Crawdad.
Morning, morning, morning. Morning, Jill. Morning, Jack. Can't complain, keep coming back. Morning, morning, morning. Morning, Jim. Morning, Fred. Work all day until you're dead. Money is the root of evil. Money is the root of sin.
That is from the Bureau of Silly Walks.
Money, that's right.
And by the way, I haven't done it in a while, but I used to do a great imitation of the silly walks.
I would love to see that.
I'd pay money to see that.
Yeah, I better talk to my chiropractor first.
Yeah.
Nothing better to do than marching up and down the square.
That's it.
I mean, that was just a brilliant bit. I mean, that is slapstick funny.
They started out with a different animal. I can't remember whether it was a pig or whatever, but they changed it to a parrot for the skit, the dead parrot.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
It's going to be something else.
Yeah,
but one of the guys said, but what if we do a parrot?
Yep. I'm sure it was Cleese.
And that was, he's not dead.
He's resting.
He's resting.
Yes, I remember that one,
hiding
too.
Hiding for the fjords.
Thanks for the call, Crawdad. Some channel, I'm not sure if it's, might be the British thing that just got on our cable.
BBC?
Yeah.
BBC America.
Or Sundance. Somebody is running Monty Python on Sundays, and it's been a blast. Wiley.
Hey.
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 BBC America is running it.
Okay, that's Channel 85. For those of you who have the cable company called...
Wow!
Hold on.
That's it? I made you wait just to say that? I'm sorry. This guy, Wiley Poundstone,
mm-hmm.
He and Mark Cumbie are the fastest virtual producers any talk show host in America has ever had.
Wow.
If I have a question about something in the morning, before the punctuation mark is off my lips, there's an email from him or Mark with exactly what I'm looking for. It's amazing.
Gotta love it.
And thank you. You helped us have some monster ratings, buddy.
Well, thank you. How are y'all doing?
Doing great.
Excellent.
Well, Greg, do you know where Terry Jones was accepted for college?
No. Harvard?
Eton. I don't know.
Rhodes and Cambridge.
Oh, well, yeah, I can't say I'm surprised by that.
Me either. They were all very intelligent.
Yes.
And you think about the silly stuff they did, and he was also one of the leading experts on Chaucer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Palin, who I always thought was the cutest guy in the group, the sex symbol for them, Michael Palin has done some amazing World War II documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
These guys do have a serious side. Wiley, yeah. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Good night, guys.
Good night. It's kind of like Pink Floyd. All those members were extremely intelligent.
Isn't somebody in Pink Floyd like a physicist or something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
It is
541.
Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. That's the team to partner up with. We were just outside. You know, the temperature, they say the temperature's getting warmer.
And Leon's getting larger.
Well, my electric bills are getting larger. And, dummy, right? I've been a Clark's Club member for 12, 13 years. And I waited to get them out to see if the problem that was driving up my energy costs had something to do with my AC unit. So I wasted a lot of money by waiting. They came out and they found that my outdoor unit had been clogged by grass clippings. It was breathing them in and it was like working at 10% efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
These are the kind of things that Clark's can find in a unit, not only to perpetuate its lifespan, but to keep your electric costs down. So that's why the membership is more than worth $159, because I wasted about twice that or more by waiting. If you need a repair, if it's as cold as it's been earlier in the week, or as hot as it's going to be when the summer rolls around and something stops working, you don't want to hear about tomorrow or the next day. You want to hear we're on the way. And that's Clark's middle name. Rick, we're on the way, Clark, and Bobby, we're on the way, Clark. Both with the same middle name. Seriously, you want that backup, you want that priority service and care, they're the people to give it to you. 277-2125. Learn more at clarkcomfort.com, Alabama, certification number 99004.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Johnston Taylor, the 16-year-old driver charged in the fatal wreck that killed the voice of the Auburn Tigers, Rod Bramblett, and his wife Paula in 2019, has been indicted on two counts of manslaughter. Court records show Taylor was speeding on the night of May 25th when he slammed into the back of the Bramblett's SUV. Plus, Attorney General Steve Marshall announced the conviction of Tiffany Franklin of Montgomery, a former bookkeeper at Goodwin Middle School. She's convicted of first-degree theft of property. Franklin's sentencing is set for March 26, 2020, and first-degree theft of property is a Class B felony. She faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and a $30,000 fine. And Montgomery City Council approved a plan that would start the process of taking over Garrett Coliseum from the state. If the mayor approves, the city will take ownership. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a fairly fast-moving storm system moving through the area, particularly tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. So showers are likely from time to time. I can't rule out a thunderstorm. The front moves through tomorrow morning, and that'll end the rain threat. The high temperature on Friday in the upper 50s to around 60. Then we're dry over the weekend. I think there's a good bit of sunshine on Saturday. Temperatures in the 50s on Saturday and Sunday. Small chance of rain by Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're here. Yep. We were talking about the 39 steps. I did 12. They saved my life.
There you go.
545. By the way, the next issue, read this month's Boom Magazine. It's one I worked on. I toyed with it for months. It's called Funny Farm. And it's all about the great sense of humor displayed by the people that market medical products to boomers, people over the age of 50.
Yeah. Read it. Yeah.
The way they envision your bladder. And,
walk in your bladder.
And we're always going to fancy, sophisticated events that don't seem to have any... They're festivals. There's...
For no apparent reason.
Old ladies throwing darts at... It's, but they feel better because 123 Trelegy has relieved their... Whatever that's designed to relieve.
Yeah, there you go.
So I would like you to check that one out before the month is over. It's at riverregionboom.com. Although Boom is available all over the river region and almost any medical office you'll visit to. I'll be interested to see if the new one is in the cardiologist's office when I go for my heart attack screening a week from tomorrow.
That will be interesting.
That's what Fox News did to me.
Sue them.
I should.
You should.
Cover my co-pays, at least.
Yeah.
For ticking me off and making me go berserk.
That's what I'm talking about.
On more than one occasion.
Sue them.
But Rosie is my editor on the February column. What was the name of it? I forgot. I know the story, but...
Let me see.
How to Get Into the Globe Without Really Trying or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. It's how... Well, actually, it's really about the power of prayer.
Right.
Because I... And learning what to pray for and how God answered in very no uncertain terms.
Uh-huh.
5:48.
Mm-hmm. Be careful what you pray for.
People may not actually see the weather tonight as an opportunity to get out in the lake and go on a jet ski or...
No, probably not.
Unless they love the mud, off-roading, but let's talk about Adams Motorsports for a moment.
Well, we're excited because we got Kawasaki, corporate Kawasaki, coming the last day of this month is a Friday, and the first day of February is going to be a Saturday. So Friday and Saturday, last day of this month, first day of next month, we're having corporate Kawasaki here with their big 18-wheeler, and we're going to have a bunch of demo bikes there for you to come ride. So if you're thinking about getting a motorcycle, we'd love to have you come. All you need is an M endorsement on your license, so, you know, showing that you can ride a motorcycle. And, you know, sign some stuff saying that we get your firstborn child if you drop it. just kidding. But sign, you know, the legal waiver stuff and come and ride one. We're very excited about that. Kawasaki right now is giving away cards, preloaded cards, up to $300, depending on what you buy. They're also do a military discount if you're retired military, current military, up to $250 off any Kawasaki, new Kawasaki product you buy. You know, no catches to it. It's extra $250. Now, that's on top of the rebates Kawasaki's got on pretty much everything and your gift card you're going to get. So it's a win-win. Polaris right now is kind of doing the same thing. They've got up to $3,000 off, depending on the machine. They've got all the Rangers on sale. We got all the Razors on sale. Oh, man. Everything's on sale right now, Greg. Even the Suzuki stuff. I mean, right now is a slow time in our business, Power Sports. This is probably our slowest month, so we're very motivated to move stuff, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
So come and make us an offer, and we would love to get you out there riding, because believe me, it's not going to be cold and rainy very long. It's going to get warm here. It always does.
We'll be complaining about the heat before you know it, and as Terry likes to say, come by and make an unreasonable offer. What have you got to lose?
It's what we do. Yes.
They're at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's a bypass at Hackle. Cool. But you can visit them online at adamsmotorsports.com, get your credit up started. And by the way, all the manufacturers buy down the credit standards, so you can get the lowest rates on your favorite products with Terry and his team. The much beloved, and dare I say it, glorious Prime Minister of Playtime.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Well, good afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. I-85 southbound. We have slow traffic through downtown merging to 65 northbound and southbound. Slow traffic on 65 northbound at the Northern Boulevard all the way up to 143. On I-65 southbound, we have an accident now on the off-ramp to Fairview Avenue. Three cars involved in that one. Be careful there. And we still have that accident in place on I-85 northbound near Court Street. Traffic is moving past it pretty well now, but we still have a lot of congestion on 85 northbound up to the interchange, and then on 65 northbound trying to merge onto 85. But it is moving a little bit better, so we got that going for us this afternoon. Try to be patient and hang in there. Drive carefully, if you will, please. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
So we had occasion to talk about Monty Python as we remember the...
Yeah, spam. I don't like spam.
I love it. Bacon, egg, and spam.
The
bacon,
Cronins. Spam, and spam. Our show is going to end the way it started with something from the Cronins.
Good.
North Carolina.
Oh, sure.
Are you the brain specialist? This is a just 23 seconds. So this could become something we could use maybe in the roll call.
Are you the brain specialist? No! No, I am not the brain specialist! No! No, I am not! Yes! Yes, I am! My brain hurts!
If you're watching the impeachment trial, it probably does.
Uh-huh.
All right, so that's 23 seconds long. Guess what else is exactly 23 seconds long?
And I want to look them straight in the eye, and I want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, this hopeless, heartless, fat, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey he is. Hallelujah!
All alone inside a house when she saw a little mouse, so she got a kitty. And she loved that kind of loving, so she went out and got another 50. That cat lady.
Why am I playing this?
Oh, 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 that cat lady.
I don't know. It's well done.
Talking about crazy cat lady.
makes us so insane.
Just a preview. We didn't get a preview. All right, that's enough. Behave. Tomorrow morning, animal stories has become a thing on the morning show. We do it around 7:45 after random facts, which is followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz. And I can preview one of the stories tomorrow about a North Carolina cat that was rescued from an adoption center, even though the adoption center was honest in promoting this cat that needed a home, said she's just a jerk.
I saw that.
Honesty. Wow.
That's pretty funny.
Well, cats can be that way.
Eddie sent it to me.
They can be very
Eddie
familiar.
Bader?
Uh-huh, because he knows I have cats.
The guy's going to be here tomorrow?
Yeah.
Eddie Bader.
And eat soup? Yeah.
Oh, that's
right. Yes.
You got to remind me.
I will.
The soup
came. I promise.
You were aiming U.S. Senate
soup. U.S. Senate soup.
I don't know if I should serve anything with the word Senate on it while we're going through this impeachment crap.
Be careful.
Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK would have, I mean, January is eye care month. And if you wear glasses or contacts, and you've never seen the refractive surgery counselor to see if LASIK is a restorative option for you, you need to do it. It's free. What's the worst that could happen? You find out that, yeah, LASIK will work for you. Nobody's going to make you have the surgery that day, but you need to know that before you can even decide whether you want it.
True.
So why not call 271-3804? You have, and I'm not exaggerating, the best board-certified corneal specialists in this town,
that's
in
true.
This state, and among the best in this country right here with Dr. Swan and Shin.
Correct.
I've had many listeners testify to how great their experience with them was. Mm-hmm. So find out. Make an appointment at that number. It's totally free. No tricks, no gimmicks. 271-3804. And at least have the chance to consider it. And if you want to finance it, they've got care credit for qualified customers. This is a practice with 8 decades. They know what they're doing. Right across from Chappie's on Vaughn Road and online at onlinemep.com. Sam, we got about 30 seconds.
Well, first off, I just wanted to say congratulations on the numbers. Man, I enjoy your show, and like I said, it's good stuff. And secondly, my favorite thing about Spam is the jelly, the lard that comes inside the can. You always get, let's call it Spam jelly.
I have a different name for it.
Yeah, I bet you
yes,
do.
Sir.
Once you've taken the key and peeled off the top of the can of Spam.
Oh, yeah.
This is a little bit of a disturbing image here.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
But that clear jelly, I call that the Spam afterbirth.
Oh, no. That's it. Listen, I just wanted to say, Spam, enjoy your show.
Thanks. I just ruined it for a lot of people. No. How can you eat that? And you take it from the can, and it's glowing. It looks like the blob from the old Steve McQueen movie.
Uh-huh.
Terry will be here Saturday night, 6 to 10, right?
Yes, sir. Always.
Clearing the air.
Bad habit. Can't get rid of me.
And this is a man. We're all living in 2020, but Terry's somewhere in the middle of the next decade.
Hopefully.
He's that far ahead of the rest of the world. Rusty and David are next.